Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today as we talk about U.S. beef exports and U.S. beef imports. Back on those topics today in just a moment.
We got an election coming on June 30th. State question 802 to expand Medicaid.
Why do we need to do that?
Right now, we pay taxes that go to Washington. That money then goes to 36 other states, none back home.
So Oklahoma's money goes to a bunch of other states? We have a bunch of hardworking folks here that can't afford health care.
That's right. We could use that money to boost our economy and protect jobs.
Sounds like 802 is just good common sense.
Paid for by Yes on State Question 802, Oklahomans Decide Healthcare.
Stillwater Milling Company has served customers since 1891, and you're invited to be part of the culture. Stillwater Milling Company thinks they have the best customers in the world. If you haven't experienced the quality of A&M feeds and our top caliber service, it's time you did. Make the best choice. Call Stillwater Milling Company today at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer location nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company and A&M Feeds, the best choice for livestock feed.
It was the Daryl and Don Show last night on the National Cattlemen's Beef Association webinar. Dr. Daryl Peel, Extension Livestock Market Economist, and Don Close from Rabo Agri Finance. One of the questions that they got from those that gathered on the webinar had to do with imports and exports. They addressed the export issue first. Here's Dr. Peel.
We're doing well generally in our two biggest markets, Japan and South Korea. China is still very small from a beef standpoint, but their protein needs are big. The phase one agreement requirements would suggest, as Don said, that they might be interested in purchasing some more. They don't have the available supply, plus they're in a political tiff with Australia right now. So there's all kinds of reasons to look for that market to grow. It's probably still going to be relatively small, but we could see significant growth in that market. USMCA is a good thing. It removes some uncertainty. The one area that I do have some concern about, though, is Mexico in general. Mexico is an important trading partner for us. Their economy is in shambles right now, and I am very concerned about that. That's one that I'll be watching closely. But in general, I think the trade situation in general for U.S. beef looks very favorable and may be one of the brighter spots as we move towards the end of the year.
Meanwhile, Don Close focused on China, saying that the Chinese are buying less Australian and New Zealand beef right now.
China's purchases of beef from both Australia and even New Zealand have been off markedly for the year to date. When I first saw that taking place, I kept asking myself the question is, are they creating an opening to come in and buy quantities of U.S. beef that in order to fulfill their obligation on the phase one deal, they need to buy high value commodity. You know, we could talk the rest of the week. Is the China deal on or off? But we had the announcement today, but that they bought a million metric tons of cotton or some large quantity of cotton. I'm not throwing in the towel on China yet. But I did say yet, but certainly some challenges there. I think the tariff agreement that we had with Japan last year and Taiwan, I think those puts the U.S. in a very positive position going forward. I do think that the U.S. is very well positioned on the export front for the intermediate and the long-term gain.
Don Close on those beef exports. Now, let's switch gears, talk imports. Some cattle producers say we'd be better off simply not importing any beef. It would help our beef industry. Daryl Peel says, hey, wait a minute, not so simple.
When you start talking about particularly the imports and trying to understand why we import and we're such a big producing country, you have to recognize that when we talk about beef or beef demand, that makes it sound simple, and it's not simple. It's a vast array of products. Markets do their best to balance out the best value potential in each of those individual markets. The beef industry ultimately produces many thousands of different products. And so the imports fill a specific niche relative to our tremendous ground beef market in the U.S. in general. Now, the imports from Mexico tend to be more muscle cuts. They fit a specific market niche in the U.S. Retail markets.
Now, regarding imports and ground beef, Don Close weighs in.
With 82% of our beef production being fed beef, we create a mountain of 50s. And the U.S. has an insatiable appetite for QSR burgers. And we do not have a non-fed slaughter or cow slaughter that is large enough to produce the lean quantity that's needed to meet that QSR demand. And it provides us a window of opportunity to sell 50% trimmings at a substantially higher price than we could if that instead of that product going to rendering.
And there's one more question out there. Why don't we simply stop importing lean beef and use our cull cow beef to match up with those 50s that come from the fat market?
By my estimates, we would have to basically double cull cow slaughter in the U.S. to not need any imported beef to meet that lean demand that Don was talking about. That obviously would not be sustainable in terms of maintaining our herds. From that standpoint, you make the argument, if we didn't import, would it make our cull cows worth more? It would make them worth more. We would produce a lot less ground beef. We would be less competitive against pork and poultry in particular in the fast food industry, because burger prices would have to go up, and we would wind up, as Don said, rendering or, you know, sending to pet food, all of those other 50% trimmings that we would not be able to use for lack of additional lean.
Daryl Peel, Don Close, Beef Exports, Beef Imports. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The Oklahoma Agriculture Mediation Program knows this is a hard time for farmers and ranchers, and we want you to know we're still open and we're still here for you. The Ag Mediation Program is a free service that provides mediation to agricultural producers who may need help with ag-related disputes. We know firsthand about working together to resolve conflicts so you don't have to go through the court systems. The service is available at no cost for Oklahoma farmers and ranchers in all 77 counties. For more information, you can go to ok.gov/mediation or just give us a call at 800-248-5465.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.